China is the world's largest producer of tobacco products, and the government benefits from this in a significant way. Tobacco is China's number one source of tax revenue. But tobacco also prematurely kills more than 1 million Chinese a year, and that number is projected to triple within 20 years. So the Chinese government recently announced an expanded ban on indoor smoking in public places. The world's Mary Kay Magstad reports from Beijing.
Go into a restaurant in just about any city in China, this one's in Beijing, and you may find a non-smoking section. You may also find people smoking in it. Smoking has long been an ingrained part of the social scene for Chinese men. Only a tiny percentage of Chinese women smoke, although that number is edging up, thanks to aggressive marketing. But among some younger Chinese men, the message seems to be getting through that smoking is not necessarily such a good thing. Huang Yizhang, who's 23, has been smoking for 10 years.
Yes, I think it's harmful.
So why do you do it?
There are several reasons. Hang out with friends. When we are together, they smoke, so I smoke.
The overall number of smokers in China is on the rise. But the percentage of men Huang's age who smoke is much lower than it was in the previous generation. It could be that public health messages about the dangers are getting through. This public service announcement shows a fresh-faced young man giving cartons of cigarettes as a gift, and then they turn into a body bag. Another factor could be that some offices, and now hospitals and schools, already ban indoor smoking. The Chinese government just announced it's expanding that ban to include most indoor public spaces starting May 1st. No penalties are specified, but restaurants and shopping malls are supposed to put up no smoking signs and dispatch personnel to dissuade smokers. Huang Yizhang says the new ban is all right with him.
It's
good for other people. If there are all these bans on indoor smoking, would you smoke less?
In that case, he says, he'd smoke in the bathroom. Still, he admits, he'd probably smoke less. The Chinese government has been conflicted about implementing a strict ban on indoor smoking in public places. The tobacco monopoly, which is an arm of the Chinese government, is the world's top producer of cigarettes, and tobacco is the government's top source of tax revenue. Yang Gonghuan heads the Tobacco Control Department of China's Centers for Disease Control. She says all this makes anti-smoking efforts in China much harder to enforce.
Because tobacco monopoly is a leadership member for the tobacco control. So that's why it's so difficult.
That's right. The tobacco monopoly sits on the committee that reviews tobacco control legislation. The tobacco monopoly turned down my request for an interview. They said it wasn't convenient to talk to a foreign journalist. Same with the government of Yunnan Province, a top producer of Chinese tobacco. They said no one would be available for at least 2 months. But Yunnan Communist Party chief Bai Enpei did give an interview last December to Hong Kong's Phoenix TV. He said, the tobacco industry is a pillar industry in Yunnan, but we can't depend on it forever because smoking is harmful for your health. We should gradually shift to other industries. But for now, the tobacco monopoly continues to increase production, with profits increasing almost 20% a year. Sarah England of the World Health Organization in Beijing says the Chinese government needs to recognize it's in its own economic interests to wean itself off the profits and tax revenues that come from tobacco.
We often hear an economic argument that society is somehow benefiting from the economic contribution of the tobacco industry. You have to remember that that's half the story, because the costs are enormous, both in terms of medical costs and productivity impact. You think of all the people who are sick, who miss work, or who work at a lower level of productivity because they're victims of tobacco-related disease.
But changing an ingrained smoking culture takes time. It did in the United States, and it's expected to here. That gives tobacco-growing areas like Yunnan time to transition. Meanwhile, the new expanded ban on indoor smoking may at least clear some of China's air and may just save a few lives. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.